Thanks so much, Maran. I appreciate it. You can go now. I'll take care of the rest.
No, it's okay.
No, you're tired.
There's not much left. I'll bring the rest as well.
I'm being serious.
No, it's fine.
Hello? Hello, sir. How are you? Yes. Yes, my dad told me. Mr. Fahoudi, do me a favor and give Mr. Shockery's address to him. Yes, the documents are all there. Yes, Mr. Shockery will show him around himself. Yes, Ahmad will be there too. No, that's not possible because I'm really quite busy at the moment. The price I've put it for is less than the market price. Sure. Well, let's talk about it first and see what happens. I'll definitely come and see you this afternoon. See you then. Goodbye.
Who was it? Did something happen?
It was Mr. Fahoudi. Dad told him to find us a buyer for the workshop, but now he's found one who wants a discount.
How much?
100 million.
100 million? Forget it, Mandy. We're already selling it for less than the market price. What are you saying, man? Are you going to give him a discount?
No, I didn't agree to it yet. But Mr. Fahoudi says the buyer can pay up front.
Do you know him?
Who?
The person who wants to buy the workshop.
No, I don't know.
Tell him we can't sell it any lower than this. If he wants it for this price, then he can have it. Mehdi, one of my friend's dads has a real estate agency. Call the guy and tell him we can't give it any lower than this.
Mehran, the housing market is in a bad state. I'm worried that if we say no, we might not find another customer for a while.
Of course we will. The workshop is in a good location. It'll definitely get sold by next month. What are you worried about? What happened? Did something happen?
I don't know. Granddad, I really don't want to move into your home if it's going to upset you so much.
Hello? What happened? Well, hurry up. My dad's found a buyer for the workshop. Okay, see you later.
What happened? Did you bring your furniture here?
Yes. Granddad, you need to give me your approval before I can move into this house.
Why wouldn't I approve it? You did me a big favor by agreeing to come and live with us. Your aunt is all alone. She has to put up with two oldies. She keeps herself busy by working all the time. Working all the time. All the time.
What about you? Aren't you upset?
What for? Should I be upset because I have a kind grandson? Huh? Or because my grandson has decided to forget about the bitter past? What are you saying? Should I be upset? Some things I don't know. They suddenly occupy my mind. They cause me great grief. I wish your aunt and your father didn't have any differences. You know, the worst thing for a parent to face is the early and senseless death of a child. Your father and uncle avoided each other. That too is painful.
Can I come in?
This is Mehdi's home now. You should be asking him.
Hi, how are you?
Hello there.
You okay?
Yes, son. Moran, my boy, appreciate your brother. Always stand by his side.
Sure.
No one can take the place of your brother.
Sure, I will. Mehdi, I brought everything inside and paid the movers. You need me to do anything else?
Why didn't you call me?
There was no need to call you.
How much did you give him?
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
No, how much? Tell me.
Leave it, it's not important. We'll talk about it later. Granddad, you need me to do anything? I should
get going now. Yes, I love you too.
Love you too.
Take care, son.
I will. See you later.
Come and see us again soon.
Sure, of course.
Go on then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Excuse me. Mehran, how much did he charge you?
Tell me how much he got.
We'll talk about it later. Tell me. Just tell me. Look, don't tell Mom and Dad anything yet.
Don't worry. Why should I say anything to them?
Let them make peace with one another.
Mehran, I'll fix this place up a bit and then I'll go tell them myself, okay?
All right then, don't worry. See you later, okay?
See you.
Goodbye, Grandad. Have a good day.
Let them make peace, Almighty Lord. Mehdi, you and Moran remind me of Hamid and Mohsen. Hamid was like Moran, autocratic and restless. Mohsen, on the other hand, was calm and wise. He'd take care of things with careful management and by trusting in God.
Granddad, I know you don't really want anyone to come and live here with you. And I also know that you've never really arranged anything in here because it reminds you of Uncle Hamid. And I don't want you to put aside things just because I'm staying here now.
Don't say that. My wish is to have all of you living here. Seeing you here will make me happy. Look, Mehdi, I love you no less than I love Hamid. You got an undeserved slap in the face because of this house. You deserve this house more than anyone else.
Maybe I deserve it, Grandad. It sort of was my fault anyway.
Soraya shouldn't have done such a thing. I was worried that she might continue to abuse you again in the future. That's why I told your father to leave this house. No one could talk any sense into Soraya. She was very stubborn. I thought I had made the best decision. But your mother was offended. She didn't know what I truly felt in my heart. I thought that later on, Moran will grow up and he might stand up to Soraya. And who knows what would happen then, so I decided I had to do something. I couldn't kick Soraya out of this house because she wasn't on speaking terms with her husband. If I said anything to her, she'd think I was planning on throwing her out. That's why I wanted you guys to leave here. Do you resent me?
Granddad, but why would I resent you?
Children never forget it when a grown-up hurts them. I never wanted to hurt you. I tried stopping your father, but he was really angry. He hit you and hit you. I couldn't stop him.
But Granddad, I love you. I'd never resent you, unless you became unhappy.
Did Moran go?
Yes, Grandma. He left.
I wish he had stayed for lunch.
And you accepted it?
Yes, I accepted it, because the things he wanted wasn't irrational, and the things he was saying were what I wanted as well. No, tell me something that makes sense.
You think you can buy a house in 1 year?
Yeah, Nazanin, why not? He didn't ask me to fly a rocket.
Okay.
I'll take you home.
Didn't you promise my dad that you won't be seeing me until you fulfill these conditions?
Yes, but I told him we'd be seeing each other at university, whether he likes it or not.
You don't come to university anymore. Do you know that he doesn't know you've quit studying? He wouldn't tell you any of his conditions. He'd just tell you that you need to finish.
Well, I wouldn't agree to it. I'd tell him that studying isn't my goal. My goal is to make money.
Come on. All you do is dream, Mehran. You've been living in a fantasy for 2 whole years. You have to face reality. No one has, and no one ever will, become rich overnight.
Nazanin, there are all these wealthy people living in this town. Are they all living in a fantasy? I promise you that I'll come up with everything your dad has asked for within a year. I promise.
Goodbye, then.
Hello?
Hi, where are you?
How come?
Ta-da! I've made an appointment with Mr. Memorian.
What time?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Why not today?
He was busy today and he said he couldn't come.
Oh, geez, whenever we need that guy, he always says that he's busy.
Forget about him. Just make sure Mehdi doesn't sell the workshop.
Even if he sells it, we can't do anything about it.
Go call him right now and say you found a buyer.
What if it doesn't work out? What if he doesn't agree to it? Mr. Memorian might refuse to join us. He might refuse to act as a buyer.
He'll agree to it. I've got an offer that he can't refuse.
Hey, just make an appointment with him today. See ya.
Aren't you going to work?
I'm going tomorrow morning. Mum, what on earth is Dad doing? All I hear is bang, bang, bang all day long.
Tell me about it. Mary says we should let him work.
In the house?
He hasn't got anywhere else to go at the moment, and no one's thinking about it.
Tell Mehdi that our house isn't a place for it, Mum.
Haven't you noticed? He's been gone since yesterday. It's like he doesn't even have any parents. Ever since they found Homer, it's as though she's cast a spell on them. They won't even come home at night.
Why do you keep insisting that they come here? Paris 2 doesn't want to live here.
Well, she should. Can't you see what your brother's dealing with? Life has its ups and downs, you know.
Well, anyways, you shouldn't be blaming Aunt Homer for everything. It's not her fault.
You don't know what they're like, my dear.
I've never even seen them, let alone know what they're like.
You know, I spent an entire lifetime with them, and they still threw me out of their home. Those people won't lose any opportunity to hurt others. Remember that. Just watch what happens when Paris, too, gets close to them. She'll eventually understand what I've been saying. You'll see.
What can I say? I really don't know what all this grudge is about. I mean, there are people out there who keep showing off their family and relatives to others. Like Mr. Rui, for example. His daughter's gone to Sweden to study, and goodness knows which worthless university she's gone to. Whenever I go into his office, he keeps bragging on about how she's getting a degree from a Swedish university. Now, our aunt is a doctor, and we don't even know where her clinic is. That doesn't make sense to me.
Even if you did know, she wouldn't do anything for you, trust me.
How do you know that? We've distanced ourselves so much from them that she wouldn't be able to do anything even if she wanted to.
I really don't get what you're saying here. You're welcome to go as well. Get on your hands and knees and beg them. They might be able to help you out. No one's stopping you.
What?
What's wrong now?
No matter what you do for your children, you always owe them.
Come on, Mum. You said something and I answered you back. There's no need to get upset.
What did you say, Manush?
Nothing. She keeps saying, why won't you let my dear Aunt Homer show me any affection? You tell her, Mohsen. Did we want to leave that house? Soraya created trouble for us and then they all bowed down to her.
What does anything you're saying have to do with Homer? She's not the one who told us to leave.
Well, she just stood there instead without saying anything at all.
It had nothing to do with her. It wasn't her house. She didn't have a say. She was busy studying for exams back then.
Well, it was your mother's house, wasn't it? Why didn't she say anything? She didn't even worry about where her child was going. You might have forgotten all that, but I remember everything.
Yes, don't forget it. And tell your children so they know their grandparents were bad people. Parastu's gone to see Homer because maybe she believes that the birth of Mehdi's child will create peace in the family. Now you're welcome to hold a grudge.
If Soraya was going to stop holding a grudge against you, she'd have done so when she got married. Poor Parastu, she thinks she's dealing with a human being.
Mum!
Don't you mum me. Your dad knows what I mean. Mohsen, have you really forgotten it? Soraya didn't even bother to come out of her room during our wedding. It was as though it was her enemy's wedding. Do you remember?
They're coming! What a handsome groom! I love you, brother! Congratulations! Let's hear a loud round of applause for the bride! Let's hear it for the bride and groom!
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Welcome to our home! Welcome! Hey, Morad, have you given the animal water? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Make the sacrifice. Forget her, that hag. Sacrifice it before the bride, Morad.
In the name of God, let's hear it for the bride and groom.
And that was just the beginning. She would fight with us every single day. It wasn't me she had a problem with, it was your dad. Remember how excited she was at Hamid's wedding? But she couldn't bear to look at your dad.
But why?
She was old, honey. A poor old woman who couldn't have any children, and her husband had cheated on her. That's why. That's why she wasn't in the mood for anything. She didn't do anything on purpose. That's why I never get offended by the things she did. But your mother made a big deal out of them.
Poor Aunt Soraya. All men are like that, you know. As soon as they see that their wife can't have children, they go off and find another woman. But on the other hand, if a woman's husband is infertile, she'll put up with it and won't say anything.
Her husband couldn't have any children either, so he eventually ended up adopting a child.
Oh.
That's how things go, honey. If you do something bad, you suffer the consequences. I'm telling you these things to let you know why I don't want them coming into this house.
Mum, this is Dad's house too. It's our house as well.
Okay, fine. Well, you just let me know whenever you decide to invite them over so I can leave.
There's no need to get all uptight.
Don't worry. They won't come here. I've told Mehdi to rent a place before things get any worse. I don't want my house to become a war zone.
Good. It's better for me at least. And then I'll know where I stand.
Thank you.
Please let me know if you need anything else.
I can't do anything like that.
Sit down, Mr. Memorian. Please don't be like that. We just want to find a solution to our problem.
All I promised was I'd help you to get a loan. If I was going to do something like this, I'd take the loan out myself.
You mean you don't want to do us a small favour here?
Since when was handing out a fake cheque considered a small favour?
Mr. Memorian, you don't have to write the cheque. We'll do it ourselves.
He's right, sir. All you need to do is pretend to be the buyer. We'll take care of the cheque.
Isn't the buyer supposed to write the cheque?
We'll take care of that part somehow. One of us will act as your partner and write the cheque.
Mehdi knows us. We can't do
it. You give your own cheque to Mehdi. And we'll write a cheque for however much you want and give it to you. Ah, what do you think? That should all work out.
No.
How about I sign a cheque and give it to you? How's that?
I don't want to get involved in your games.
It's not a game, Mr. Memorian. If you don't help us, then all your hard work won't pay off. We won't be able to get the loan we want, and you won't get your commission.
Sir, you can take your commission once the loan is approved. We'll take care of any problems.
He's right, sir. We'll be held responsible for anything that happens.
Mr. Memorian, we haven't got much time. There's someone who wants to buy the property. If he purchases it, we won't be able to get the deed anymore.
He's exactly right, sir. You say you've been doing these things for 10 years. So what are you afraid of?
I've got 10 years' experience with getting loans, not fraud.
Oh, come on, sir. This isn't fraud. The deed belongs to them. If the property belonged to someone else, you'd be correct. But the entire deed belongs to them. So are you in? Leave everything up to us, sir. We'll get the witnesses and find the real estate agency. All you need to do is get a check from us and sign the contract as the buyer, sir. We'll add a further 5 million tomans to your payment for the help you're providing us. What do you say?
I'll think about it and let you know.
Oh, man. Mr. Mamoran, there are a lot of people who are willing to do something like this for us, but we want you to have the money and we don't want anyone else getting involved.
I'll let you know by this evening.
He's right, sir. There's nothing for you to worry about, Mr. Mamoran.
He's such a weirdo.
Let's think of what we need to do about the check.
He said he's got to think about it. He might say no.
He'll agree to it, man. It's obvious. He's just playing hard to get.
Well, I won't be able to come up with a check. One of you guys need to get the check. What? I haven't got a checkbook.
Your dad does.
Give me a break. You expect me to hand out a check for my dad's checkbook?
Yeah.
Well, your dad's got one too. You give him the check.
It's interesting. The property belongs to Mehran.
Right.
And I found this Mehran guy and arranged our meetings with him.
Right.
You've got to play your part if you want your share, don't you?
Say something logical, at least. If I take a check from my dad's checkbook, he'll see that there's a check missing the next time he draws a check.
We just want one check, and we're going to give it to Mr. Mamorian.
Look, you can even take the check from the last page of this checkbook. He won't even notice. What's about later on? What's going to happen when he gets to the last page?
Nothing. We'll take care of everything by then, and we'll tear up the check and throw it away. Your dad will think there was something wrong with the checkbook in the first place. He'll just complain to his bank, and that'll be the end of it.
What's about his signature? It's hard to forge.
Come on. Mr. Mamoran doesn't know what your dad's signature looks like. We'll just sign it and get it over with. Listen, Mohammad Reza, you've got to play your part here too, you know. You're our partner. You can't just sit here and watch us.
I won't do it.
All right, man, that's fine. Then walk away. Each of us has got a responsibility. Whenever we asked you to do something, you either said you can't or you were against it.
All right, man. Suit yourselves. I'm out.
Where are you going?
I'm going to university. It's the last day we can choose our classes.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. He acts like a child. I keep telling him to act mature, at least during our meetings. I keep telling him not to play with his phone, but he won't listen. I'll draw the check myself.
Look, the check isn't our only problem.
What do you mean?
I really doubt Mehdi will agree to accept any more checks. He's looking for a buyer who's got cash.
Oh, come on. Who's going to give all that money in one go? Mehdi can keep dreaming.
No, we've got a buyer who's got the money, but he wants a 100 million discount.
There you go. He wants to pay 100 million tomans less than the asking price. You know what? Don't tell Mehdi that our buyer's planning on giving him a check. Bring him to the real estate agency and we'll convince him there.
You know, I'm starting to really hate myself. I feel bad whenever I look him in the eyes. I keep telling him lies. I keep trying to trick him. I just hope to God that he doesn't find out.
How's he going to find out? Once we get the loan, you'll be instantly giving him 200 million tomans. You can tell him to give Mr. Fani's money back and he can keep the workshop for himself and restart his business. You'll make it up to him that way.
Can I take these away, sir?
Hurry up, Faraj. There's no need to scrub it clean, just take it outside. You finished?
Yes, sir.
Sahar, why are you acting like this? Why won't you answer my calls, huh? If you don't love me, then tell me. I'm not planning on writing you a love letter here. I just want to know where I stand. I want you to listen to me carefully, Sahar. Don't play games with me. You will regret it.
Daddy, Daddy, this is a rainbow. No, this is a rainbow, and this is a car, and this is the sea. This is a motorbike. Daddy, I'm sitting inside the house over here, and this.
Hey, Dad.
Daddy, this is a rainbow.
What's 2 over 30 multiplied by 1 over 30?
Huh?
Nothing.
Daddy. Do you like my drawing? Aren't you going to give me full marks for it?
Yes, keep drawing.
Here, my darling. And for you, here.
I don't want any.
Here, my darling, don't spill it on your homework. Did you write it from here?
I'm doing it now.
Is something wrong?
Why should there be anything wrong?
You're deep in thought.
You sit at home without the slightest clue about the troubles I have outside.
A man should never bring his troubles home.
I didn't bring my troubles home. You're the one who asked.
That's just the problem. Whenever you come home, you won't talk. And whenever I ask you anything, you make me regret it.
There she goes again. So, sweetie, what's this?
This is a house.
Yes, that's right. Over there. Concentrate, darling. You need to start writing from here.
Manoush?
Hmm?
Where's
He's
Dad?
He's gone out for a walk.
Hello? Okay, hang on, I'm coming.
Where did he go?
Who, Mehran or Dad?
Mehran.
I don't know. Someone called him and he left.
Hello.
Hello. He agreed to it.
I told you he'd agreed to it. It's obvious from the beginning that he's a slave to money.
That's right. Because he's asked for 15 million tomins instead of the 5.
What? Go tell him to forget it. We'll find someone else.
Who are you going to find so quickly?
Come on, Siavash. This guy knows we're desperate, so he's taking advantage.
Look, we can't just trust anyone. We can't take those kinds of risks. I swear, man, you've got to pay whoever you find just so they won't blackmail us.
Let them blackmail us. Once we finish the job, they can do whatever they want.
The next person you find might ask for the same amount of money. We'd just be losing time that way. What he's asking for is nothing compared to the amount we're about to receive. We'll work hard and make up for it. Call him. Call Mehdi and arrange an appointment.
It's late now. I'll call him tomorrow.
Call him and arrange an appointment before he meets with the other guy.
Hey, did you call Saeed?
Yes, I did. Call Mehdi and arrange a time.
Hello there.
Hi, Grandma.
I brought you some tea.
Thank you very much. Come in, Grandma. Come in.
And get some
I've cleaned
rest,
up a bit.
Darling.
Thank you very much.
Come, drink a cup
That's
of tea.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Oh, how it's lovely.
Sit down, Grandma.
Oh, it's really
Thank
lovely.
Thank you. Where's Grandad?
He took his pills and slept.
Pills? What kind of pills?
He's been on medication for his depression for a few years.
Wow, I didn't know.
Would you be there, darling? Give me the light-coloured one.
There you go.
Thank you, dear. Come, sweetheart. Come drink your tea.
Who is it?
It's Mehran.
Come sit Thank down and get some rest.
Hello?
Here, drink your tea.
Hi, how's
there
it going?
You go.
No, I didn't go. I got caught up at home.
Hey, Mehdi. I found a buyer who's willing to buy the property for the price that we want.
Who?
Mr. Mamarian. He's the guy that Siavash knows.
Mehran, what if he plays around with us like that Farni guy?
No, he won't. Siavash says he's a decent guy.
And he hasn't even asked for a discount. He wants it for the same amount that Fani wanted to pay. He hasn't got a problem with it.
Okay. Well, tell him to come to Shokri's agency.
I've arranged a meeting with him at another real estate agency.
How come?
The guy's told Siavash that he'll only sign the contract in that real estate agency.
What difference does it make anyways? It's not like Mr. Shokri found the buyer for us.
We'll just go on to another place. It won't make a difference, huh?
Okay. What time did you say?
10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Just make sure you bring the deed with you.
Why should I bring the deed? No, let's meet him and talk to him and see what he wants first.
There's nothing to talk about, Mehdi. I told you, the guy's agreed to buy it at that price.
Let's strike while the iron is hot, all right?
All right, fine. Text me the address.
Okay. Say hi to everyone for me.
Okay. See you.
See you.
Shut your mouth.
تو از دستم نگی طاقت ندارم این دوری و از سر بگیری کم یارم دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست برگرد امشب دیگه داره میشه آدم مگه با عشقشم درگیر میشه
این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. از دست میره، رازی نشو دور از همه قلبم بمیره، قربت تمام عالمه وقتی نباشی، این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی، شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شو، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست، این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرنگ میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.